This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. We learned this past week that inflation in China was up just a bit last month, a 2.7% increase over a year ago. Not nothing, no, but still low-ish. But just like Americans who say we don't care what the data shows, we are still feeling rising prices, so too it is on the streets of China's biggest commercial and financial hub, Shanghai, where people complain about an already high cost of living that just keeps on getting higher. So we sent our China correspondent, Jennifer Pak, out to see what it'd be like to live on the average monthly salary in Shanghai. Here's what she found.
The average monthly pay after taxes is 7,200 yuan, just over $1,000. That's according to the Shanghai government. And the biggest challenge in a city the size of Delaware, but with over 24 million people, is finding an apartment. So I've asked realtor Deng Lulu for help. I find an affordable place for $270 a month, one-third cheaper than the average rent in the city. That is, if I share the apartment with three roommates. And that's not all, says Deng Lulu.
Your rent may increase 8 to 12% the following year.
Actually, the rent has sometimes gone up higher than 30% in that price bracket. And this apartment is almost 9 miles from the marketplace office, further than the average commute for city workers. So maybe I should drive to work. I'm at Car King, one of the biggest used car lots in Shanghai. And here there are Infiniti SUVs and Mercedes-Benz, BMW, Audis. There's a lot of choices around here, and I hope I can find my dream car. Sales director Ming Zhihao says most of the cars at this dealership, though, are double the average annual salary. Cars are still a luxury for most families here, but he has a cheaper model. All right. So, this is a 2008 Buick sedan, right? Seems to be in good shape for a car that's over 10 years old. Min Zhihao says it's $5,200 and I could qualify for a loan, but there's a catch. Okay, all right. So even if I manage to come up with the money every month to pay off this car, I still can't get it on the road unless I have a license plate, which is going to cost me more than $10,000.
Yes.
That's crazy. Shanghai limits the numbers of car registrations to cut down traffic congestion and air pollution. You have to go through an auction system, and it's not easy, says Min Zhihao.
I had a friend bid for 4 years in a row before he got a car registration.
Looks like I'll stick to the subway and buses. It's a 50-minute commute to the office, but public transport here is clean, efficient, and will cost me only a dollar a day. I could save even more by cooking, but at grocery markets like this one, pork prices have gone up by 21% from a year ago because of the African swine fever outbreak, and fruit, 43% higher because of bad weather and tariffs on U.S. lemons, oranges, and apples. Not everyone has time to shop for groceries and cook, though. People here work 6 days a week, so they eat out a lot. According to a leading job site, Zhaopin, more than 60% of office workers limit themselves to spending less than $3 per lunch. For that price, I can order a bowl of beef vermicelli and flatbread with homemade chili sauce, but no drink. I would also need to save a bit for things like medicine if I get sick. Healthcare spending went up by 16% last year. Even if I factor in a typical wage increase of around 8%, then add in utilities, my cell phone bill, and savings for emergencies, I'm left with just under $50 a week for clothes and going out with friends, things which can cost about the same as in the U.S. Which makes this $2 cup of passion fruit bubble tea a bit of a luxury. In Shanghai, I'm Jennifer Pak for Marketplace.